Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim friends. I like to start by saying that we, as believers in Christ, rejoice that God does not leave us to struggle in life alone. God does not leave us in our struggle against sin or against our human sinful desire or against Satan. God is always at work in our lives. I love to remind my Muslim friends that the Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome temptations, and the Holy Spirit always working to change our character, to be more like God, to be more like Jesus, because we are created in God's image. So the Holy Spirit enable us to be more loving, to forgive more, because, you know, one of my Muslim friends told me the Christian faith is unrealistic. How can you love your enemy? Well, I can't, but the Holy Spirit within me, it changing my heart and giving me the desire and the will and the ability to love my enemy and to wish everything good to happen to my enemy. And the Holy Spirit enabled me to have the desire to obey and serve God. Oh, very important verse I want to remind my audience with in Philippians chapter 2. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. God works in you both to will and to do, to act for his good pleasure. This is our Christian experience. In our weakness, God works in our lives every day, all the time, when we allow him, so we can produce good works. God does not force us, usually, against our will. You know, sometimes, yes, sometimes God intervene and stop us and speak to us loudly. But usually, God leads us to his will and leads us to do what pleases him through his powerful work within us, through the work and the influence of the Holy Spirit within us. This is different than the emphasis of Islamic teaching, which is imposing Islamic law to force people to do God's will and to obey God. As a lawyer in Egypt, studied Islamic law and had many cases involve Islamic law, it is always trying to stop the person from doing something that perceived by Islam as against God's will. Well, in Christianity, God influences and change our will through his spirit to do his pleasure. For example, God enlightened our dark minds to discover the truth, discover his will. In Christianity, God is a gentleman. God enables us to see the horrible nature of sin and its negative consequences, which convinces me to repent if I said something against God's will and to seek to do his will. For example, if I said something unkind to my wife, then God, through his spirit, convict me of the wrong I did, of the wrong word I said, of the wrong choice of words I used, and help me to repent, and quickly I can tell my wife, forgive me, I should not have said that. He convinces us that his eternal plans are much, much better than our own thoughts or desires or plans. So we joyfully let go of our goals and seek to fulfill His purpose in our lives. And God works powerfully in our lives to change our harsh heart and help us to have a heart that love Him and love people. It all came from God. Actually, from the beginning, God gives us grace even before we wanted to walk with Him or live according to His will. He works on our stubborn will and gives us the desire to submit to Him. We know very well that we are saved because of God's grace. God actually opened our eyes and hearts to understand who Jesus is, and God Himself led us to repent because the Holy Spirit convicted us of sin, our sin, and Jesus' righteousness and the day of judgment. Also, it's important to mention here that no matter how many wonderful things we are able to accomplish, we don't become prideful or arrogant simply because we know that it is God, through His grace, through His Spirit, have been working in us and enabling us to do everything good that we were able to accomplish. Because we know we didn't have the desire or ability or power to do anything else. That is different than Islam. I always like to study the Islamic religion and what Muslim scholars said. I found out that what I am sharing with you is different than what most Muslims believe and teach. For example, Farid Ishaq, he was appointed to a position of prominence by Nelson Mandela. He's internationally known South African Muslim scholar. He reveals how the believer relationship with Allah is spilled out in such acts of devotion as pilgrimage to Mecca, prayers 5 times a day, fasting during the month of Ramadan. Interestingly, he wrote one of his famous books, title is On Being a Muslim. He wrote, "One can be totally committed to Islam and yet not have it touch one's inner being." Again, I'm repeating, "One can be totally committed to Islam," he wrote, "and yet not have Islam touch one's inner being. Our lives as Muslims are largely devout of an ongoing and living connection with Allah." What he just wrote is exactly the opposite of our Christian experience as believers and followers of Jesus Christ. God is at work in our lives all the time, and He is changing us all the time, especially when we submit our life to Him and we give Him the freedom to change us and we submit to His will. He guides us to do His perfect will and His eternal plans. My friends, I want to invite you now, if you are not living this life, if you don't have a personal relationship with God, if you don't feel God is working in your life and changing you to be better a human being every day than the day before, every year than the year before, I invite you to put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because this is the beginning. This is how you can be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. This is how the Holy Spirit enter your life. "Jesus, I believe in You that You died to pay the penalty for my sins. I receive You in my heart. God, I want to have a personal relationship with You. I repent, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen."
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.